letters of the Rebbe. We'll do letter number 1853 in volume 6. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of the Elul Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it with great titles to Moreinu Rab Alexander Sender Sheyichya. Last name was Menken. Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe said, "It is with pleasantness that I received your letter from the third day of Tuesday of the portion of Kisavai of Tavai, in which you write that you are continuing in your work to gather physicality for the yeshiva." Gather physicality for the yeshiva means raising funds, the physical means to support the yeshiva, and therefore that physicality gets turned into spirituality through the students, through the study of Torah and mitzvahs. And then you sow spirituality. So you collect physicality and you sow spirituality. And also, you write that you make an effort when you are home. I guess he was on the road a lot raising the funds. So when you're home, you make an effort to influence your surrounding, your environment. And he says the fact that you end in your letter that many times you, in your thought, you say to yourself, in your mind, it ends, you say to yourself, who am I that I'm giving other people musar, I'm giving them rebuke, I'm telling other people, etc. So why, he doesn't feel himself fit to be there influencing and telling other people. So the Rebbe says, first of all, it's known, the statement of our sages, of blessed memory. If Hashem doesn't help you, then you are not able to overcome your inclination. So, b'meila, so it's not you that is the one that is preaching, and it's not you are the one that is saying rebuke, but you are just transferring true words which are taken from the true Torah. So therefore, your words are not your own. This is Hashem that is helping you. Especially, the Rebbe says, a chassid who stands connected, tied to our leader, which is the previous Rebbe. So upon you, you all have, all what you got to do is to do your mission. And automatically, the power of the one that sent you is with you. And the previous Rebbe, he says, has wide shoulders enough to accomplish his mission in every place and every time through every person. As long as the shaliach is in touch with the sender. So it doesn't seem like the... It's interesting, I said with the sender, his name was Alexander Sender.
But I noticed that.
But the Rebbe says, as long as you're in touch with the sender, you know, the Rebbe is going to do his work. So the Rebbe is not negating his concern that he may not be worthy of preaching to other people or giving musar, but the Rebbe says, it's Hashem's help, and you're a shaliach, and you're a chassid, and it's the Rebbe that is coming through you. And the Rebbe is able to do so. Towards the new year that is coming upon us and for all Yidden, for the good and for blessing, I'm here to express my blessing to you and to your family members, a blessing of Aksivach Sima Toivo, Lishona Toivo Mesuko, Begashmis Uberuchnis. And the Rebbe ends with a bracha. So here, the person was involved in raising funds. He traveled. And he said to the Rebbe, when he's home, he tries to utilize it to improve the with other people, to give them encouragement, telling them a rebuke. And he's concerned that he doesn't see himself fit. And the Rebbe says, it's not you that is giving. Hashem helps you, and therefore you're saying the words of Hashem, so don't look at yourself, especially a chassid who's connected to the previous Rebbe, to the Rebbe. it's the Rebbe has the ability to impact through everybody, through every person. And the Rebbe ends up with a blessing for Eksiv Achzimah Toivah.